Back in the early 1960s, there were not too many fruits and vegetables to choose from at the supermarket. Frida Kaplan helped change that.
California brown mushrooms, purple potatoes, purple sweet potatoes, alfalfa sprouts, spaghetti squash, sugar snap peas.
That's Frida Kaplan's daughter, Karen, who says her mom had a hand in introducing more than 200 fruits and vegetables to American consumers. Frida Kaplan died earlier this month in Los Alamitos, California.
To understand her legacy, let's take the Chinese gooseberry. Back in the 60s, Frida spied something special in the little-known fruit, even though it was brown and fuzzy.
Someone asked her one day, "So what does that Chinese gooseberry look like?" And she said, "Horse turds."
Frida Kaplan couldn't do anything about its looks, but she did work to change its name to the kiwi, an homage to the New Zealand growers she worked with. Kaplan was later declared the Kiwi Queen, even though, ironically, she was allergic to the fruit and couldn't eat it.
Not all her fruits took off like the kiwi, of course, but food writer David Karp says that's just part of the game.
You know what they say, it's a sell it or smell it business.
Rejection never much fazed Frida Kaplan. Karen says nothing speaks to the personality of her mother better than her 1987 appearance on David Letterman.
There on film, she was sampling the horned melon.
This is called an African horned melon. That's what it originally
was
called.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And he takes a bite, and on air, he says,
"Well, that's damn near inedible."
And that infectious laughter she had just points to the forever optimist that she was. Our sales went crazy.
Frida Kaplan, a.k.a. the Kiwi Queen, was 96 when she died earlier this month.